A tucha nami nishtalai. You should even be able to send a cut piece of a thigh to a guy. Because there's no chash, maybe a Jew will buy it. The Jews don't buy meat of a guy in this place. Yeah. The Masalai, the a Jew will not come to buy the meat off a guy. Ella, the Mishnah must be talking about the Mokum Shemachrizim, in the place that they do make these announcements. That in the case there was a trade from the butcher store there today, to announce everybody to know, people don't buy meat off goyim today, because we're selling the trade to a guy. Therefore, in the day that there's no announcement, then there's no trade in the market, then all the meat is kosher, so then you're allowed to buy a piece of meat off a guy also. So Mora says, El Mokum Shemachrizim. So then, if Sofati Mora Shleim Anami Lo Lishtalei, and even a complete thigh also you should not send to a guy. Why? Because let's be afraid to chotech lei umazvin lei. Let's be afraid maybe the guy would cut up the thigh, cut up the whole side of the animal, and sell pieces to a Jew. And again, since it's only pieces, the Jew would think the gil nash was taken out, and really it wasn't. So it should be also to send to sell to a guy even a complete thigh. So Mora says like this, Iboyin say, we have a kash, what is the mission talking about? So Iboy Sem Montez could be the Mokim Shemachrizim. If you want a Kriyantia, Mishnah is talking about a place where they do make these announcements. And Iboy Sem, if you want the Mokim Shemachrizim, a Mishnah could be talking about a place where they don't make these announcements. And it's like this. Iboy Sem, if you want, I could answer you. The Mishnah is talking about the Mokim Shemachrizim, in a place where they make these announcements. And therefore, Chitucha, so therefore you're allowed to sell to a guy a whole thigh. Because then, like we know for sure, the Gilgamesh was not taken out from it. Right, what are we afraid about? Then maybe the guy will cut it up into pieces and sell it to a Jew, and then the Jew would think the Gid was taken out. So Mora says, no. Chitucha de'evi kechavim made the idea. Everybody could tell how a guy cuts up the meat. Like, if it was by a Jew that cut up the thigh to take out the Gid Anosha, they cut it a special way in order to get the Gid Anosha out. But a guy does not cut it that way. So when he goes to cut off the thigh, he cuts it differently than a Jew. Therefore, we don't have to be afraid that even if the tzav, the goy, would cut up the meat and then sell to a Jew, all the Jews would know that the gid anosha was not taken out from it. They would know that the goy cut it up, and therefore they'll take out the gid. That's what Mishnah means. But if a Jew would cut it up first, and he would not take out the gid anosha, then it's also to sell to a goy, because then it was cut the right way, and a Jew may buy it back off the guy, and they'll think the gid was taken out, and really it wasn't. So that's true in the Mishnah. So the boy said, if one of the terms could be, Pemokim Shein Machrizim. They were talking about a place now where they do not make the announcements that a trefa was there in the marketplace. So in such a place, no Jew could buy meat off a guy. So if so, then in the Mishnah, how come you can only sell to a guy a complete thigh? What's wrong with selling him a cut-up thigh? The Chura, no Jew would buy it off anyway. Mora says, Gzeira, Shema Yitinenu Loi Bifnei Yisrael Acha. We're afraid that maybe you're going to give this piece of meat to a goy in front of another Jew. So therefore that Jew sees the way the first Jew sold it to a goy, so that Jew knows that that piece of meat is not a trefa. So in that case, he's allowed to buy the meat back from the goy. So in such a case, if it was cut up and the Jew did not take out the gid anosha, it's also to sell it. Because you have to be afraid the second Jew is going to buy it back, he's going to think the gid was taken out, but really it wasn't. So that's true on the Mishnah. You can only send them a complete thigh, but not a cut-up one. The boy said, not a pshalak answer you like this. The boy said, Mishum de Kogon of Lelebaite. And if you're talking about a place where they don't make the announcements, so therefore whatever you sell to a goy will only stay by a goy, and no Jew will buy it back. So if no Jew will buy it back, why can't you sell to a goy even a cut-up thigh? So he answers, Mishum Genevas Kogon of Lelebaite. You're like stealing his mind. In other words, the stam and issa gneivas das. Rashi says, Mishum de grain of daitoi, the other kechavim, you're like stealing his mind. You're like cheating him. Why? Because kesava, the guy thinks, she Yisrael ze oyevoi. The guy is going to think that the Jew loves him a lot. And therefore, he was misak in this piece to me that took out to get a notion and worked very hard to get it out. And if you're going to give the guy this cut up piece of meat and you did not take out to get a notion, like he's going to think you did something good for him, that's called Gnevas Das. You're stealing his mind, and you don't want to do that. That's also an Issa. Even by a guy, you can't do something to a guy that he's going to think you did a lot for him, and really you did nothing for him. It's an Issa Gnevas Das. What? The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Also lignoiv das abrius. You're not allowed to steal somebody's mind or do something to somebody. He'll think you're doing him a great favor, and really you're not. And the chiddush of afilu daitish of the chovim, even to a goy, you're not allowed to do this. There's also niso kneivas das. So Rav says though, behold the Shmuel, that the Shmuel said this halachom la beferishit. He didn't say it clearly. It's only like from a proof from something we understand. That's what he meant to say. Elu meklolit. We learned it out from something else. Why? The Shmuel having ko over mavra. Shmuel was once going over a ferry. He was going with somebody. He was once crossing on a ferry, in a ferry boat. Ko mavra mavra. Omule lishmaya. So Shmuel told to his servant there. Omule lishmaya paise lemavuye. Like go give a reward, like go give pay to the ferryman, pay him. So pais lemavure, give him reward. So pais says, so that was he gave him reward, but still the ikbid Shmuel became angry. So question is, my time ikbid, why did Shmuel become angry? So Rabbi Abaye says what happened was tarnagolish treifavoy. What his servant, what Shmuel's servant had was a chicken that was a treifer anyway, heavy. And he gave it to this guy as if he thought, what, it was a regular, it was a geshachte, it was a chicken that had a shchita done to it. So who you see here was Al-Gneva's das, that's why he was also. That's why Shmuel got angry. Like the guy thought, you made a shchita and gave me a chicken that's edible even for you. And really was a treifer. That's why Shmuel got angry. Rav said the case was like this. That Rav Amar Antfik Amalei Liyashkuye, that Shmuel told the servant, give him like a cup to drink. Liyashkuye Chamer Meziga. And what he gave him was, he gave him wine, mixed up wine to drink. Chamer Meziga. And what happened, Mistame, he thought he was giving him a pure wine. So that was Gneivas Das. That the guy thought he was getting back pure wine, and really all he gave him was just a mozak, was just mixed wine. The kids, so that's the greatest dust over here. Rashi says, "Dodik chov misav v'sheyayin chai." The guy thought it was pure wine. So these are two proofs that Chura Shmuel is angry if you do a greatest dust. Sumura says, "The Chura v'chi michlola mai." What's wrong if you only have this from a proof? The Chura, it's a good proof though. What's wrong with this? Sumura says, "No, it could be it's not 100% proof because l'man the yom atreifav v'lan." The first pshat was that Shmuel got angry. Because what he gave him was a treifa, omalei, a mighty shoy yisura. Could be Shmuel got angry at a servant. What were you doing holding a treifa in your hand? That was maybe that's why he got angry, not why he gave it to the guy. But maybe you only got angry. What were you doing holding a treifa in your hand? Like you should have got rid of it. You could have got rid of it before. And leman diyam antfoka, and the man diyam that Shmuel told the servant, give him a cup to drink. Omule Lishkuye and Foka Chayimashma. The reason I got angry was because we told him clearly to give him like a pure glass of wine. And what he gave him was a mixture of wine and water. So he got angry, he didn't listen to him. That's why he got angry. But could be not because of the neighbor's das, because he didn't listen to what he told him. So it could be the proof is not a good proof, but I call upon him, that's Balacha. The neighbor's das is also, you can't do an action directly that somebody else would think you're doing something good for him and really you're not. Tanya learned like this. Tanya Ramey used to say, "Al yisarev odu machaver l'sod esloi." You shouldn't keep on begging somebody, urge somebody to come and eat by you. The yadeya by sheni soid, and you know for sure he's not coming. Like you know the guy has to be out of town. So you say, "Well, oh, I want to come to Shabbos. Please come over." And you're a phony. Like you know if he would come, you wouldn't invite him. You're only inviting him now because you know he can't come anyway. So that's also, that's called gneivas das. Like you're acting like you're his big friend, and really you don't mean it. So that's awesome. Also, you should not offer the guy a lot of gifts. If you know the person doesn't accept gifts, you're a phony. Like, you're only doing what you know he's not going to accept it. So that's awesome. Also, you should not, open up a new basket or a barrel of wine that's supposed to be sold to the storekeeper. You shouldn't open it up. actually start the shop like this. If you have a guest stove, like, you can open up a new barrel for him, it looks like he's a very chush of a person. Like, you're opening up a new barrel of wine, and you're only giving him one cup, and the rest of the barrel may be ruined. So he thinks, you know, you did such a nice thing for him. And really, what you did was, this barrel you sold to a storekeeper anyway. So you're just opening up now, giving him one cup of wine, and the rest you're going to sell anyway. So there's no big deal for you. That's also Nisa of Gnevas Das. So the other person looks like it did him a big, big favor, and really it didn't. So that's also. You have to notify him and tell him what happened. That even though I'm opening up this barrel, don't think it's because of you, it's that I sold it anyway. Yeah. You shouldn't say to him, like you could rub yourself with oil, take some oil from there, and really it's an empty one. Like, you know he's not going to do it. So you offer it to him, and really it's empty, you shouldn't do that. Because it's also called Gnevas Das. But let's say you want to do it to give him respect, like he's a great person, you want to give him respect, then it's mutter. But you're not doing stam as gnevas das, you're doing a stam to give him respect, that's mutter. Furthermore, ain't it's not that way. For Ula, ikloy levei Rav Yehuda. Ula once came to Rav Yehuda's house, and postach lechavius, so Yehuda opened up a barrel of wine for him, hamucheras lechenveni, that really he already sold it to the storekeeper, meaning it's no big deal for Rav Yehuda to open it up, because he's going to get rid of the empty one anyway. But still, he made Ula feel great. So Mori says, no, he could be, he notified him that Rav Yehuda told Ula what happened. I don't think I'm doing you a great thing. Really, this barrel of wine, the rest of it I'm going to give away anyway. So that's why, that's how he did it. And the boy said, no, tales could be, Shani Ula, Tichobl el Rav Yehuda. It could be known that really Rav Yehuda loved Ula, and therefore the Balav Hochinami Psuchim Miftachlei. It wasn't really like Gnevas Das. He really would have done it. It happened to be that this barrel of wine he already had it sold already, like the leftover wine. So it was no big deal for him. But he didn't have to tell him because really he would have done it anyway. Therefore it's not called Gnevas Das. Tanur Rabban, what about this? Lo Yelech Odom LeBeis Ovel. A person should not go to a Beis Ovel and, and you should not take with you like a bottle of wine that shakes. Why? I mean, the people there will think it's a full barrel of wine, and you're coming with an empty one, so you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't walk around there as if it looks you're coming with a full barrel of wine. That you shouldn't do. Yeah. And you should not fill it up with water. Also, you're fooling him. He thinks you came with wine. Really, all you have there is just water. But if it's a chover ear, that means a lot of people there, then it's muta. Rashi says, v'myeshom chover ear means chaburis ear, sheyeshom rabin, a lot of people there. V'zem mischavan lahachshev es ovel, p'yeneyim. Like, you want to make this ovel be respectful in the eyes of the people there. Shiyomu, you say, kama choshu zesh, zem mechav v'kokach, then it's muta. To go to cover the breath, like you're doing it for a sake, you're doing it to, like Adarab, you want to be mechav the yovel. So you want all the people that think how great he is, then it's muta to do this. Even if it's a little bit gnevas das, but you're doing it for a purpose. As cover the breath, it's muta. Tzvara Rabbonin, lo yimoch rodin mechaveroi sandal shemesa, v'chlal shal chayi shruta. You shouldn't send to your friend a shoe that was made from the skin of an animal that died, and it looks as if it came from the skin of an animal that really was alive, that was a shruta. There's two things wrong with it. First of all, you're fooling him. He thinks it's better leather, and really it's not so good. Also, there's a sakana involved. Like if the behemoth died by itself, you have to be afraid, Rashi says, maybe like a snake bit it, and maybe there's some poison there. So therefore, yes, it's not nice to sell the shoe, the terrorist, it was clean leather, whereas maybe it was really only blood that had poison in it. And v'lo yishag rodu mechaveru chavishiyan, a person should not send to his friend a barrel of wine, v'shem etzaf apiyu, that is oil on top of it. Because like at that time, oil was more expensive, so it looks as if it's a barrel of oil. So again, you're fooling the person. Umaisa once happened, the yechod, a person, sheshig lechaveru chavishiyan, he sent him a barrel of wine, the shem etzaf al pi, when there was oil floating on top of it. For holach v'zimra le'ochas, the person felt agavaltik. I have now a whole barrel of oil, and that was more expensive than wine. So he went and invited a lot of people over, teeth by the meal, and he had plenty of oil to give out. V'nichnesu motza shisho yayin. Then in the middle of the meal, he wanted to start serving the oil. He dig down, and he saw really was wine there. And the guy killed himself. He got so embarrassed. So kids, you got to be careful not to do things like this. Rashi says, he was in Rabbeishim, he was embarrassed from them. Now, the same thing is, if you're invited over somebody's house, so the portion that you get teeth, you should not give back to the owner's son or his daughter. Elim came not lerushusn balabais, unless the balabas gives you permission. Well, soon see why not, because otherwise maybe there's not enough food, and if you give it away, the balabas will be embarrassed, he doesn't have more to give you. Umaisa once happened, biyechot, shezimin gimel orchim b'shnei b'tzeres, he invited three guests over his house, and it was a famine then, he didn't have that much food. Lohoy lelonyech lefneim, he didn't have any food to serve them. Elo kisholosh beitzim, he only had three eggs in the house. So Kitzi cooked up these three eggs to give one to each orich. So the kid of the balabos came, not to lechem yem chalka. So one of the guests came and gave him his egg to the son. For nosloi gave it to the son of balabos. For chen shen and chen shlishi, the second guest and the third guest, all three eggs were given to the son of the balabos. So the father came in now of the son. Motzer shuzek echa befiv ushtayim biyod. He saw one egg is in his mouth. He's about to eat it. He's in the middle of eating it, and the other two was in his hand. Shuzik Rashi says, soigros, they closed in his mouth already. So, chov toy bakarko meis, the father got so angry, he took his son like and threw him on the floor. He threw him down to the floor and killed him. Kivin shura imay, when the mother saw it happen, also lagag went off the meis, she jumped off the roof and killed herself. What happened was, afu, the balabas also, on lagag went off the roof and off the meis, he fell down and killed himself. So kids, you gotta be careful that an oirich has no right to give away his portion to the son of the balabas, unless he gets permission. So otherwise you have to be afraid like this, maybe there won't be enough. Omer Rebeleza ben Yaakov, Adov Azeh Nergu given the portions to Yisrael. Because of this, three people were killed. So where's my Kamashman? What are you telling me? That was the Meister here. Tekula Rebeleza ben Yaakov he. Tom, he's the one who said, tell over this story. So tell he said it. Yeah. By the Torah Rabbanim, Hashaleach Yerach Lechaveroi, if you send the whole thigh of an animal to your friend, Shleim, if you send it complete, Ein Tzorach Litol Hemenu Gidonosh, you don't have to take out the Gidonosh, that the other person knows for sure it wasn't taken out yet. Chatucha, if you sell a piece of the thigh to your friend, Tzorach Litol Gidonosh, you have to first take out the Gidonosh, because otherwise he's afraid that the other person will think you took it out already. But let's say you're selling meat to a guy, ben chatucha ben shleima, ein tzorach litol hemenu gidonosha. You don't have to take out the gidonosha. Even though you're selling it to the guy, you cut piece, you don't have to take it out. Yeah. So now, umifnei beis devorim omru, because of two reasons it was said, a mercha nevelos a trefa to chavim. You're not allowed to sell a nevelo a trefa to a guy. Echod mifnei shemasaseyo. First of all, you're jipping him, you're fooling him. You sell him a piece of meat, again, he thinks that it's a crusher one, and therefore you're jipping him. Yeah. Rashi says, Bistam, Elink, unless you notify him, tell him clearly it's a treifa. But otherwise, there's Gneva's Das involved. The Yechot Shema Yasu, Mechon Lo Yisrael. The second reason is you have to be afraid if you sell a treifa to a guy, maybe you'll sell it back to a Jew, and Jew will come to treifas. Yel Mechon Lo Yisrael Acher. For Lo Yom Rodlan Lechovim, a Jew should not say to a guy, Kachli Bedina Ze Bosser. You shouldn't give a guy money to buy meat for you. If they invade the wrong, there's two reasons why you shouldn't give money to a guy to buy meat for you. Echod, one reason is mifnei ha'anosim. Rashi says, "Avichovim honest, o makiv adina."